Welcome to the Motherhood Journey. I am so glad that you're here. This is a space where we allow the daily joys and the tough moments to shape us and build us into the beautiful and powerful women that God originally designed us to be. Let's walk this out, mamas. Let's enjoy the journey of motherhood and see it as the blessing that it is. Hello, sweet mamas. Welcome back to the Motherhood Journey. I just had a thought that popped to my mind, and I thought, you know what, I feel like all mamas need this, because I really needed it, and it really has helped and changed and impacted the way I view my day and my kids and me and life. And is that not what we need to view life and our children and our families in the right way? I'm just here feeding baby Flo, so hopefully the sounds aren't too distracting. It's very early in the morning, so I'm just talking quietly. But I realized that I was feeling quite stuck in this place of what I used the word in my own life was my capacity is full. That's what I was saying to friends and to family, and whenever anything a little bit hard would come along, I would kind of just lose it and go, my whole capacity is full right now with having 4 kids. And for me, it's not just having 4 kids, it's living a super intentional life with those 4 kids, and being really open and aware of what I'm spending my time on, spending their time on, homeschooling them, the food that we eat, and keeping a really pure heart and mind towards my husband and my children and my Lord, and stewarding that well is a high priority for me in my days. I don't ever want to just get through my day or have a survival mentality. I want to be the leader for my children. I want to be guiding them in their thoughts, and although I do fail in that in many, many ways, that is my heart desire to go after that and to press into the Lord to be love, I suppose, to just learn and grow in being love to everyone in my family. And then that, of course, will trickle out into every person I meet on the street and in the shops, because if I'm training myself and pressing into the Spirit and seeking him to be like maybe gracious and patient and mature towards my children at a shopping center, then I am more joyful and peaceful in that place rather than being so overwhelmed and so snappy that I then can't even see the people around me and I'm not able to stop and chat to that lady who wants to talk to me about how beautiful my kids are or whatever it is. And so as even the word says, for your house to be in order, for you then to even think about being maybe a leader at a church, I feel like that's the same for even just functioning as a disciple in all of the world. When we can be bringing peace and order and righteousness and holiness, I suppose, to the things that are the closest to us, to our heart and to our life, then that is able to then pour out the Spirit of goodness and the light and fragrance of Christ in a really good, pure way to everyone else around you and be pouring out. So anyhow, I am homeschooling and just managing the home and doing all the things that I love doing and enjoy doing with the kiddos and myself and the Lord and my husband. And I got to this point where for a week or two, I was kind of saying, if anything else comes into my space, it's just, I'm done. Like I don't have the mental capacity because I'm not, I guess, thriving in my home setting because of this transition of having more kids. And so I am trying to get that place up to submission unto the Lord rather than me allowing my flesh to be the ruler. So then when things that were outside of that would come, I would just kind of crumble. So I kind of felt quite peaceful, I suppose, in using that line of saying, I'm just at my fullest capacity, I don't have mental space for this or that. But I was finding that because I was allowing my ceiling, or I probably should say more my foundation, to be what it was, what I just explained, that I just need capacity for what's going on, it really disabled me and it made me not thrive and not press in for more and not believe for more and not enjoy what I have, because I had a subconscious belief that my capacity was limited and was, if anything, running out. And it's funny because I, as you, if you follow on the podcast, released a podcast a few weeks ago about our capacity, and that's all about how we think. And yet I, Flo is now almost 4 months old, and when I recorded that podcast, she was 2 weeks old. So it was a few months ago, and it was really cool listening back to that and releasing that to you, because even though I recorded it 2 weeks ago, I had completely forgotten about it all now, but I only released it last week to you guys. So I had to listen to it. And then, of course, my spirit was uplifted and I was edified, which is something I love about this work with you guys, are doing this podcast, because I am so edified by everything I post, because I really do feel like it's just the Holy Spirit pouring out of me. It's not necessarily me. And then when I listen back, I am being taught just like all you guys are being taught, and I am being kept accountable to my own words and going, oh, yes. So anyway, when I listened to that podcast I posted for you guys, I didn't even realize in the time when I listened to it, but those seeds were planted in my soil. And over this week after posting it, the Holy Spirit has been whispering and moving in me convictions of going, hey, you know how you say this? Well, remember, what's my truth on that? And you know how you put your limit to this, or your emotions to this? Well, what's my word say about that? And what have you even declared to all of these other mamas about what you're going after when Flo was 2 weeks old? Well, she's 4 months old now. You don't have the support you did, and you're diving back into normal life. Where are you at now? Are you going to stand by those truths, or are you going to submit to how circumstances have changed now? And are you going to really submit to what the word of God says? Because that's what I was encouraging everyone in that first podcast that I came back from postpartum with. And that's what I need to be encouraged by now and constantly in motherhood. Where are you laying your grounding, your heart, your treasures, your truth? Like, is it on the circumstances around you? Is it on maybe what others say, or where you've decided in your mind? I think often I find that I've created a little stronghold in my own mind when I've found something that I want to agree with in my flesh, and then I've made a bond or an agreement with it. And so with this, I made this little agreement with, like, well, I'm in postpartum, I'm coming back to homeschool and everything, and obviously it's going to be harder with 4 kids, and it definitely feels hard. So this is where my capacity is at, and that's okay, because I have so much going on. And you know what? It is okay to give yourself grace. It is okay to have understanding towards yourself and to your season. But I wholeheartedly believe it is not okay to ever allow those places of grace to allow us to not have a hope-filled perspective for more. And I unconsciously had given myself grace, which is great, allowed myself to be where I'm at, which is I'm growing in capacity and I needed to step back from a few commitments or friendship expectations and all those things. But it wasn't okay that I allowed that place to break myself away from the truth and living word of God in this circumstance, which is that I truly can do all things through Christ, that I have been given everything I need for every good work set before me, that because I'm under the bloodline of Christ, because I'm no longer under the flesh but under righteousness, I live in a risen, resurrected form now. I don't have to have excuses that make me function the same as Adam did. I can press in. It doesn't matter. Doesn't mean I am functioning in a greater way, because it's where I choose to lay myself and circumstances may feel harder, but I can align myself with what the word of God says and lay myself at his feet with hope and belief and faith, which is what produces all the fruit, the actual enjoyment of what we desire, faith, and allow the good Father to do that work in me, maybe slowly over the next few weeks or instantly in that moment because of the realization of truth, and truth sets you free and enables you to then go to that next realm, I guess, of the spirit rather than carnal. Whatever his process is not my responsibility, but my responsibility is to be making sure I'm stewarding my mind in truth and, yes, having grace, but not allowing that grace to rob you of the rich abundance that God wants for your circumstance, because we experience the world and we are still being renewed in our flesh and our mind. Yes. But there is always, always the treasure sitting there. It's our choice if we put it on or not. So in some circumstances, things might feel a bit bigger and harder, and we might need to just take a step back and have grace in things and acknowledge that our capacity has changed. But alongside that, also realize that if our capacity's changed, what do we need more of? We don't need to be stepping back from maybe truth or faith or pressing into the Father, we need to press in even more, because when things get harder, we need him more. We truly honestly need him the same amount all the time, which we obviously know, but our flesh starts kicking and screaming a little more. And so we need more grounding, more closeness of the Spirit, more acknowledgement of truth and basing our life off the promises of God, not over what we see. So anyway, the Father was reminding me and teaching me and showing me that I had put a cap on my capacity and gone, oh, well, this is just where I'm at. And I kind of have a reason or excuse to kind of get a bit emotional or say I'm just done by the end of the day or whatever it was. And Flo's smiling at me so much. And the truth is that there is so much in God's word about being fulfilled in capacity. So one of the days when I kind of realized this as I was like putting her to sleep, I just started speaking out the truth and went, I started engaging my heart in faith. It wasn't that I needed to suddenly be something greater and have this pressure. I just could choose to acknowledge the grace I need and switch my mind into the faith that God's going to show up like he always does. Kind of just switching my eyes and focus to him, which is what we all, I find in my life, need to do every single day. Well, every single moment, really, because it's so easy, yes it is, to fall into the flesh and to carnal thinking. And so in that time, some of the things that just came out of my mouth and my spirit was, thank you, Lord Jesus, that I can actually do all things through Christ who gives me strength. That includes growing in capacity with children. And if I have four, if I have more, if I have even two, I needed this, oh my gosh, when I even had one or two, to believe that truly whatever is laid before me, if I have Christ, if I truly believe he's inside of me, I have strength. Yes, I have strength to do it. And then I said, thank you, Lord, that I run and I do not grow weary. I walk and I do not faint. I soar on wings of eagles, Father. Thank you that I don't have the energy levels of man, but I have yours, God. And then what was the other one? Yeah, like I said before, thank you, Lord, that I have everything equipped to me for every good work. Thank you, Lord, that you say in Ephesians that every good work was planned for me before time, before I was born. Everything was planned for me to do. And that, yeah, you believe in me, Lord Jesus, because you believe in yourself. You believe in what you have done, and that I have not been given a spirit of fear or even a spirit of timidity. I have been given a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. Thank you, Lord, that I take off the flesh and I wear righteousness and I cloak myself with kindness and compassion. Thank you, Lord, that sin no longer has a hold on me because I'm not bondage by it anymore. I can walk in righteousness. Thank you, Lord, that you say, my peace I give to you. I do not give as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not let them be afraid. Thank you, Lord, that there's so many times in your word where you're trying to tell us to steward our soul by saying, do not be afraid or anxious. Do not be worried like the Gentiles do. But be my people, be set apart, live in the truth that I give. And when I hear those words, it does not make me feel condemned and like, oh, but I'm not and I need to. It honestly just makes me excited that his spirit's in me and that he, through his strength, through his river of delight, through the feasting of his flesh and his bread in my time in the word or my time in prayer, he will do this in me because it is about his faithfulness, not mine. Where I'm the weakest, he is strong. It's all about him. So that was my little kick in the butt, and I want to pass it on to you. I hope you've been able to hear me over Flo's little feeding sounds and cooing, that we really can do this, mummies. And if you have, like I did this last week or two, fallen into a place where you've put your standard or your expectation of what you are able to do lower than what the word of God says, I encourage you not only to go after it because you should as a righteous child of God because it's available for you, but because it will actually make your life 10 million times more enjoyable. It will actually give you the energy and the refreshment that you want. You don't want to live a life where you're feeling crushed and overcome. You want to live a life of absolute strength and empowerment. And us mamas need this. We need this reminder because we have so much on our plates, but we have been called to live out a hierarchy in how we function, to have the spirit as the highest, then the soul, then the flesh. Our soul and our flesh must come under submission of the spirit. And if we are believers of Christ, then we have the fiery, powerful helper, counselor, teacher spirit of Holy Spirit living inside of us. And it is our tool and our gift to stoke the flame, to press in and allow that the authority of that spirit to rise in us to be God over us rather than we being God over ourselves. All right, I'm going to quickly pray and then I need to jump into the shower and start my day. Jesus, thank you, Lord, for convicting me, and thank you for convicting each of these women in their own lives all the time. You are the artist over our life. You are the potter, and you work on us constantly, and because you love us and you discipline the child you love and you prune the garden that you want to produce the most beautiful fruit. And I praise you for that. And I give you each of our hearts and the mamas out there that are feeling like they truly are at their maximum capacity and their head is going to pop off if anyone asks anything more of them. I give you those mamas, and I know that feeling because it pops up in my heart all the time. And well, I should say in my soul all the time, because there is another voice playing in our heart. There is another whispering and luring of the Spirit that is saying we can do this and not only survive, but we can thrive and we can shine and we can use our motherhood journeys to be something that completely refines us and makes us be the women that were settled in us so long and were created by us in the original design of God, but have been masked and covered and dumped with the heap of rubbish that the world has tried to mold us in. But the beauty of you, Jesus, is in us, and we praise you that being stretched and pulled in motherhood truly does bring out your truth and your ways and your goodness, because what builds perfection in us? Trials. So thank you for that, Lord. Thank you for turning our eyes, for giving us repentance where we turn from one thing and we turn to the other and we go, I was functioning in believing I don't have capacity, but now I turn, I repent, and I look at your word and your ways, and I say, you say that I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. And that is going to be a greater reality in me than anything else that I feel. I praise you, Father, for your enablement and your goodness and your Spirit in us as we run this good race of faith for you, Father. I pray for such a peace and an enabling of joy and comfort over each one of these mamas today. I thank you that you are our good King and all goodness comes from the feast of your table. We love you, Lord. Amen. If you enjoyed tuning in today, subscribe here and connect with me over on Instagram, where you can DM me or find my email, as I'd love to connect deeper and pray with you.